This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, Republican from the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about his latest piece of legislation, which is designed to take what he considers the worst parts of the health care reform bill out of the law and keep the best parts in. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
And Greg, thank you for bringing key issues to the American people.
Well, you're calling this bill SWAP. That's the acronym for it. Explain what it does and how it would change what we just saw Congress pass a few weeks ago.
And it is a SWAP. What I propose is to take what I believe is the bad bill, which was the government takeover, and to replace it immediately with health insurance reforms. And so the bill really, the acronym is Siding with America's Patients, the SWAP Act. The bill is H.R. 4994. I'm very grateful that this particular bill would provide for covering pre-existing conditions, portability, but it's better than the other bill. No taxes, no mandates, no paperwork, excessive paperwork. But what we have is to be able to buy insurance across state lines, to provide for association health plans. This is one that will help promote, create jobs. We know that what passed Congress will, according to the National Federation of Independent Business and Economists, it could eliminate and kill 1.6 million jobs.
Do you expect this to be considered in the current session, or are you perhaps preparing the way for next session if, in fact, the Republicans are able to take back the majority this year?
I'm really hoping, as members of Congress, get out among their constituents that this year this should be considered. And of course, I hope next year that we have change in Congress where we can have persons who understand that killing jobs at a time of record unemployment doesn't make any sense.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. Congressman, you may have some of the Democratic side who say, look, we just went through this. We're not about to take this up again. A lot of these ideas Republicans had out there before, and you just don't have the votes right now. So what do you expect to happen here?
Well, I would hope this, again, the American people are speaking up. We've just completed a two-week experience of during the Easter period of getting around the district. I know everywhere I went, people are very, very concerned about the growth of government. They're very concerned about the runaway spending. They're very concerned about the high level of unemployment. They want change, and they want a bill such as I propose. They see that as positive change because you swap the bad bill immediately, and you provide for a new bill immediately. And so this is addressing the concerns of health insurance coverage without the government controlling the process.
Congressman, what else did you hear from your constituents on the break?
Well, it was really encouraging to me. People were very appreciative of Republican efforts to try to promote health insurance reform. It was just overwhelming. Everywhere I went, people were very, very concerned, and whether it be at the convenience store, the service station, whether it be as shopping at Dollar General or wherever, Walmart, and people would stop me and at the grocery store and at church. And everywhere I went, people are very, very concerned about the future of this country. And they're concerned about the extraordinary spending, how this will affect young people, this debt that's being passed on, the threat to senior citizens of squeezing Medicare, the threat of borrowing so much money that people on fixed income could be catastrophically affected if the value of the dollar is affected.
Congressman, do you expect that if this is taken up, it will all be addressed at once inside one piece of legislation, or might it be one step at a time, like the Republicans were suggesting in terms of the original reforms?
Well, my hope is we would do an immediate swap so that we could proceed immediately to provide health insurance reform. But we've seen where the government's gotten too big, such as in Tennessee, where it's a repeal step by step of the growth of government. And we need to be working, though, I believe, for an immediate swap, and that's what I'll be working for throughout the campaign that I'm involved.
Congressman, we heard in the immediate aftermath of the bill that certain larger firms are going to be taking a major tax hit because of the eradication of exemptions for them on their tax payments due to prescription drug coverage for their retirees. What's been the impact in your district? How much have you heard from your business owners?
Well, I heard from small businesses in particular concern about hiring part-time employees. They're very, very concerned that they won't be able to do that because and it will deny entry-level employment to citizens. And I had individual workers telling me how horrified they were, truly, to find out that there was a mandate and they had to buy the insurance or face a fine or go to jail. This is not the way health insurance should be promoted. We should be promoting health insurance reform, not an addition of IRS agents to enforce a government mandate.
A final question, sir, before we let you go. One of the big Democratic talking points right before the final vote a few weeks ago was that their bill would cover 32 million Americans. The Republican alternative would cover only 3 million. Explain what your bill would do on that front.
Well, actually, our bill would make it affordable and accessible to 32 million, 46 million, whatever number they want to choose. And of course, what's really ironic, it was also Speaker Pelosi who said, we need to pass the bill so people can find out what's in it. And now that people find out what's in it, the tax increases, the squeezing of Medicare, the new paperwork, the denial of services, the situation where businesses are having to cut back on their prescription drug benefit plans, now that people see how bad it is, all the more reason we need to repeal the bill and swap it with a good bill.
Well, with tax day just a couple of days away, I'm guessing Washington will hear from the American people again later this week. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
And, Greg, thank you again for what you do, raising key issues to the American people.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.